everyone, and welcome. It's Eagles 360 on this Wednesday here at the NovaCare Complex. Eagles, of course, getting ready for the opener against the Washington Redskins. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, and we've got a great show for you today. Mike Quick comes by, and we will take our first look at the Washington Redskins. We'll also talk with defensive end Brandon Graham, a big challenge for the Eagles defensive line on Sunday. But we begin the show with a look back at the preseason, some of the sounds of those four games, players mic'd up in practice. Let's find out what they have to say on the field as they get ready for this 2017 regular season.
Rod, mic'd up.
You are?
Mic'd up.
You?
Okay.
Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I.
So you'll ride until I die.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, hey, you know, I know this. I'm being, it's like a cloudy hot. I don't get it. It's cloudy but sunny at the same time. I feel great. Down like 5 pounds, bro. I'm gonna be on one of them testimonials like, yeah, I went vegan and got stronger.
Let's go, boys. Let's have a good day. Get ready tomorrow. Win this game on Thursday. Get better on three. 1, 2, 3, get better.
Hey, just wait. Go left, go left. Go left.
Oh, whoa. I would have locked Ertz, you and Torrey and Smallwood. Y'all would have went in and out. You know what I'm saying? That's how I would have played. That's the only way. If not, then just me and you. Yeah. We was good.
The only thing you worry about when you're right behind him is him just stepping on you.
Yeah.
You're right behind him, but you're doing good on the set. Your set's perfect. Perfect. He's too wide. That's good. Stay inside out and punch 2-1.
Go!
Joe, can you run fast on this, Joe?
What?
Can you run fast on this? I seen you run fast yesterday.
Yeah.
The thing is, can you do it again?
Yeah.
Let me see what you got. Okay, Joe. Why you don't wear gloves, bro?
I'm practicing gloves on.
You out here looking like a caveman.
There you go. There you go. Come on, see? Oh, pick. There you go. There you go. Go to the crib. Crib.
That boy T be finding a way, boy, to get that rock, though.
Wait, is that it?
Nice, Adam. That was better.
Oh, yeah. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Oh, pick. Oh, yeah. There you go. When that backer, because that dude went out to go pick you.
Yeah.
He'd pick you, and I'm free to just step up.
Okay, I got
and go snatch that from me.
It's like, yo, let your personality show. Not too much, though.
Yo, boy.
Hey, down right, down right. Hey, learn him going back. Learn him going back. Hey, I got him. I got him. I got him.
Oh, you hating, bro? Hating, bro.
I thought it hit the ground, but on those, it's easier for us to let you get that advance and go.
And then return and then review it.
Come back and review
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I could go incomplete. We could come back and make it an interception in review.
Right.
But we couldn't give you
the return. Right.
So.
That'll be great. Let's be great. Let's be great. Let's be great. You missing that last step. Like you stepping. And then when you get right here, you're still in the box, and then you just going, you just turning out and running. You gotta take one more. Like what? Boom, 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 boom. That last one, that left one. That last one.
I'm not getting it in.
You getting it in, but you ain't stepping it outside the box. You gotta go in the box, then out the box. Yeah, that was it.
Snatching, snatching, snatching. Oh, by the coolers. He to the coolers.
Go have a drink.
He gotta let him go right here. I know that.
He got tossed out there.
Bruh, they won't even let me go out there because ain't nobody getting down there. I promise you that. Bruh, he ran over there, took a sip of the water, and then got back on field. Y'all saw it.
The 2017 regular season just days away. Let's find out what the players are thinking. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with defensive end Brandon Graham. Our one-on-one brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture. And Brandon, I mean, I think everybody's out there is very excited. What's it like in the locker room?
Oh, man, it's a big excitement. You know, I think today everybody was excited to get out there on the field and, you know, just get ready for some Redskins.
And the Redskins are a difficult team. I mean, they have given the Eagles fits here. Kirk Cousins plays like he's a superstar against this team. Good offensive line. What are the challenges on Sunday?
Getting to Kirk Cousins, like you say, like we got to disrupt him on the offensive side. We got to score points, and we got to make sure that we just take it one day at a time. And special teams, we got to play lights out, you know, because we know how important that is. And, man, just go out there and have fun and trust the preparation, because I think, you know, we have the team to go in there and get a win. We just got to go out there and prove it.
Do you feel like you know what this defense is capable of doing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of flashes, but, you know, as we all know, it's consistency, and we got to make sure that we come in each and every play and try not to look too far ahead. We got to make sure we communicating, and that starts with our leaders up front. We got to make sure we keep echoing that.
So with Tim Jernigan here and with Derek Barnett here and Chris Long here, what does that mean for Brandon Graham?
I feel like it's not focusing on just me and Fletch, and it's a lot of other guys they got to worry about. And I'm excited, man, because, you know, we all been, like, loving the chemistry that's been going on. Now it's time to go out there and start shooting and hitting some people.
Brandon, in the preseason, we see you play sparingly. I know you want to play all the time. So on Sunday, what do you feel the morning of a regular season game?
It's a feeling that you never felt. Man, it's like, oh, here it is. It's game time. This is when it counts. I think it's way different than preseason, even though I'm jacked up for any opportunity I get to play out there. I think it's an excitement that you, as a player, will only get if you've been in these type of games.
Does that ever change over the course of your career, or is that always still this childlike excitement?
Well, I think the excitement, it's always going to be childlike, but sometimes your body is not going to be the same, and I feel that's when people say, all right, I'm going to call it quits, because I love the game, but I know my body is not having that. Right now, I'm loving the game, and my body's feeling good, so I think it's that childhood excitement of being ready for the game and knowing that we get to go out there and have some fun.
Last year, 78 combined sacks, hurries, and quarterback knockdowns, most in the NFL. What do you do now to take your game to the next level?
Just keep doing what I've been doing, turn them hurries into sacks, and go out there and help this team win and win more games than we did last year and try to get to the playoffs.
Brandon, as it always happens, the locker room turns over, some leaders leave and some veterans come in. How is the leadership factor in the locker room? Do you feel like you have a sense of what that's all about?
I do. I really think that a lot of people is not scared to step up and say things, and that's what you need. You know, it's not just one leader, it's a bunch of us. So everybody, if you see something, call it out. Hold me accountable. You know, I don't care if I'm supposed to be the leader. You know, I'm supposed to always stay on point and make sure that I'm right so that I can go help someone else. And I think it all works together. We all got to help one another because we're not perfect. And at the same time, one day, that person who's policing me will be that leader of the room, and he's getting good practice right now.
We all have high expectations. Do you feel like this team's ready to go to that next step?
Oh, I'm confident that we're ready to go to the next step. Now it's all about us continuously putting that work in every day in practice so that it can show out there at the game.
Brandon Graham in studio, brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture. Brandon Graham, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Go get him a shirt. Pro Bowl, All Pro.
Yeah.
That's the goals, right?
That's the goals. Right. You know, we got to get in there.
It all starts on Sunday.
All starts
NFC East, Washington Redskins. Brandon Graham, thanks so much, and thanks for joining us. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Santander. Simply write checking from Santander Bank, the checking account that's convenient and gives you more control. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Visit one of our branches or santanderbank.com/simple to learn more and sign up today.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdraw, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro with you, joined now by the Hall of Famer, Michael Anthony Quick. How many years now in the radio booth?
Michael Anthony?
Yeah, isn't
it? Come on, man.
What is it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. What, is Merrill the only one allowed to say that? How many years now?
This is 21.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Old Man League.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm fully entrenched there.
Well, it's good to have you here on Eagles 360. We're going to talk about the Redskins. But first, we want to talk about the Eagles' upcoming schedule. And we'll take a look at that. It's presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. We're the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLTicketExchange.com. And Mike, clearly the Eagles must win on the road in this first month, three games away from Lincoln Financial Field.
Dave, they won one game on the road last year, and that trend has to change.
Yes.
They have to win games on the road. And I really like starting out with the Redskins going down there in the NFC East. I think both of the home started game against the Giants and then going down the Redskins, I think that's a great way to start the season. But you're so right. These games on the road, they have to at least be able to split the season on the road. At least that.
We will see how much the Eagles have grown up on Sunday when the Eagles go to FedEx Field to play the Washington Redskins. So let's take our first look at the Redskins under Jay Gruden last year, 8-7-1. And Mike, a lot of changes there, a lot of notable changes when you think about some of the players that they've lost, DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon, some of the players that they've added really on the defensive side, as well as a player who, let's start with him, Terrell Pryor at wide receiver, a remarkable story.
Yeah.
Hasn't played the position but for a couple of years, but he's already really good.
He's such a good athlete. Played quarterback at Ohio State, but the transition for him was very easy, very smooth to play wide receiver, big physical guy. He has a toughness about him that I didn't expect, that I would not normally expect, but he's very polished, and he can do all the things that any of these seasoned receivers can do.
And it's not just Pryor on Sunday that the Eagles have to contend with. It's Josh Doctson, who we don't know much about. First-round draft pick last year, didn't contribute a whole lot.
Right.
Jamison Crowder in the slot
is a
dynamic issue. We'll talk about that matchup. And then, of course, Jordan Reed at tight end. The Eagles have not had an answer for him. Really, the NFL hasn't had an answer for him. How does this Eagles secondary stack up against that group of pass catchers?
Well, don't forget Vernon Davis. You know, you got Jordan Reed and Vernon Davis. They like two tight end sets as well as the three wide receiver sets. It's going to be a tough matchup. The nice thing for the Eagles is they've got these players that are hybrids that can play both corner, safety. So when the Redskins are running out their different packages, I think it's an easy transition for the Eagles to go from their base set to the subsets with the personnel that they have and all the skill sets that they bring to the game. So that part, I think they really worked out in the offseason, expecting all these different looks that they're going to get throughout the season.
There's an element of unknown here, Mike, though. Dexter McDougal,
yes,
at the nickel cornerback. Patrick Robinson as well. Do you see the Eagles matching up maybe McDougal against Crowder, smaller guy on smaller guy? Is that something that they can do?
They can do that, but I think the way they're going to approach it is having Patrick Robinson in the slot, because in the last part of the camp, we saw a lot of him in the slot, and he fared pretty well in there. So I think they want to have it established so that there's going to be the one guy that's a slot guy, not changing from week to week. But that could possibly happen if they feel comfortable enough with McDougal that he's shifty enough, and he is. He has that cat quickness, can change directions very quickly, and that's the type of talent you have to have in that position.
And the Eagles really need that slot position answer, that nickel position answer, so that Malcolm Jenkins is free to work on Reed or free to work on Vernon Davis, because you're right, they've really caused a lot of problems. Let's talk about up front now. Kirk Cousins, 12 touchdown passes, 3 interceptions, a 4-1 record as a starter against the Eagles.
He looks like an all-world player against this team. Are the Eagles better equipped now with Derek Barnett, Chris Long, Tim Jernigan up front?
I think they're better equipped with the personnel, one. And I think the coaching at that position, I think, got better. I think Chris Wilson has done one heck of a job in preparing these guys for what he wants them to do, for what Jim Schwartz wants them to do. That's getting up the field and just wrecking offenses. I think Tim Jernigan helps a whole lot with he and Fletcher Cox. But the wave, the eight or nine guys that they have that they're going to keep throwing at offenses, I think that wave is going to really be effective this year.
How do you see the matchup? We may have a primetime matchup here with Redskins cornerback Josh Norman and Eagles wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey kind of shadowing him all over the field. Who wins that battle?
I'm loving that. I can't wait to see that. And even on Rashard Breeland's side, I think there's going to be some matchups in the passing games that we're going to really enjoy. Hopefully, the Eagles are going to get the ball downfield some. And if they're throwing the ball downfield, they can open things up. And that's kind of what I'm looking forward to seeing. I like Josh Norman and the skills that he has. But anybody that plays that position, they can be beaten.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to see. I want to see, even if it's like he jumps on double moves. So if you can give him a double move and have him jump on it and get on top of him, that's the kind of thing that I want to see in that game.
See, I think first games of the season, Mike, there's so much unpredictability. We really don't know how all these new faces will come together in week one. The Redskins have had a pretty tumultuous offseason with coaching changes, with the Kirk Cousins contract situation. Yep. So early on in the game, Mike, I think it's the key. Eagles have been outscored at FedEx Field the last three seasons, 23-6 in the first quarter of the games. Mike, final question here. How do the Eagles get off to a good start?
I think they have to start fast. And to me, having is whenever they get the football, and hopefully they win the coin toss, take the football, because I think that's important. And I think they then start to take the crowd out of the game by moving the football, pounding the football. And when Carson started the game against the Redskins, particularly the second game, he was very effective throwing the ball on the short passes. And they were effective in pounding the ball somewhat. But the quick passing game, getting him into a rhythm, and then taking your shots when they're there, that to me is the key to starting the football game fast and taking the crowd out of the game.
Well, that is our first look presented by Whip Flea. Eagles and Washington, the season opens on Sunday at FedEx Field. The Redskins have five consecutive wins over Philadelphia. It's time to end that streak. Let's do that. Mike Quick, thanks so much for joining us here. When we come back to Eagles 360, Mike Quick in the studio with Ike Reese, and he takes a very deep look at Eagles rookie defensive end Derek Barnett. How much of an impact is he ready to make as the regular season arrives? This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Toyota Player of the Week, to cast your vote and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
The Eagles and Rothman Institute at Jefferson are celebrating the top high school football teams and coaches in the tri-state area for their contributions to their student-athletes, schools, and communities. It's the Eagles High School Football Showdown, and it's happening at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/EaglesShowdown. Vote for the Game of the Week and keep tabs on this season's Coaches of the Week. Support your school and join in the High School Football Showdown presented by Rothman Institute at Jefferson.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Are you feeling all right,
baby? Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in-store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You supported him through 4 years of undergrad. and medical school. It's no wonder he said, "You don't have to pick me up." At Lincoln Financial, we get there are some responsibilities of love you got to do on your own, and some you shouldn't have to shoulder alone, like being able to maintain your lifestyle no matter what comes your way. Ask a financial advisor how Lincoln can help you get through your retirement and not just to it.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro with you. Time now to go to the Progress Report. Our FanDuel Progress Report takes a look at Eagles first-round draft pick defensive end Derek Barnett. We get the breakdown from Mike Quick and Ike Reese.
IQ, Progress Report brings us to rookie first-round draft pick, Derek Barnett out of Tennessee. Now, we know this guy comes with a lot of accolades and fanfare, broke Reggie White's all-time sack record at Tennessee. But you watch him here in the preseason. He's a guy who came here known, had primarily speed rush,
yep,
but he's working on counter moves this offseason.
Yeah, you're right. The hallmark is his speed and ability to turn on the edge and get to the quarterback. But he spent a lot of time working on not just this. He has this, we know that ability to get around the tackle and influence the quarterback. And what a great job here, getting to the quarterback, getting him down. But more plays of how he's trying to add counters or more weapons to his arsenal.
No doubt about it. Now, when you watch him on film, opponents are going to say, you got to get the quick step back so that he doesn't beat you around the corner. He's going to be able to use this to his advantage. When he sails up the field, forces him out, he's going to do a nice job of coming under, but watch how he uses his hands to get under. This is it's impressive for a young guy. They don't come out being able to use their hands. It's nice by Derek Barnett.
Just
there.
Wiping the hands off of him, getting inside, because everyone knows he's got the speed to beat you to the outside. So these tackles now, they're going to overset, expecting him to get around them, and it just sets up the counter moves.
One of the things he's going to have to improve on, and we're seeing it early in the preseason, his play against the run game. I think it's a little underrated. You know, watch him here against the tight end. His job is to set the edge and watch how he reestablishes the line of scrimmage. Back here, that's 2-3 yards off the ball.
That is a great job of setting that edge, forcing the run back to the inside, and you see the safety then coming up and making the stop.
Yeah.
That's all you want him to do in the run game, is set that edge, force the play back to the inside.
And let's watch him here from the left side. Again, going to do a nice job. He gets the tackle to set quick, and again, using his hands to sort of get under. That's the chop he gets under, and this is something that's going to serve him well throughout his NFL career.
Relentless.
His relentless effort to the football, chasing the quarterback down. We're talking 10 yards down the field. He's in on that tackle there.
See, Coach Chris Wilson, the defensive line coach, is spending a lot of time not just on what he has, but adding to what he has. Can't wait to see more of this young guy.
Yeah, in such a short time, so impressed with how his pass rushing game has come along. Great progress from the rookie Derek Barnett. Looking forward to watching a lot of that this year.
A look ahead here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app. It's our Amoroso's on the menu look at what's coming your way. Frank Reich, Eagles offensive coordinator, in studio with me talking about an offense that was up and down in the preseason. How confident is he in what's ahead for the Eagles? Merrill Reese and Mike Quick and our old school All-22, they take a look back at a very memorable Eagles-Redskins game. Do you remember 2010 and the brilliance of Michael Vick? And then the Eagles Live podcast comes your way. Make sure you tune in as we go deep inside this matchup, Eagles and the Redskins. We thank you for joining us here on Eagles 360. Make sure you're with us throughout the rest of the week. And, of course, on game day, as we've got you covered all the way through the Eagles and the Redskins and beyond, the opener of this 2017 season right around the corner. Thanks for joining, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.